Welcome to this episode of the very first Cosmic Cafe podcast with me, Lexi Wrightson, and it's good to be back behind the microphone sharing my podcast with you. For those eagle-eared listeners, you may find that the podcast has once again changed its name, originally being the New Earth Academy podcast. You can still find all that on Buzzsprout or your preferred app for listening to podcasts. Now, there's a story behind the name change. Why have we moved to the Cosmic Cafe podcast? The answer is quite simple. We are all shifting, we're all moving and changing. And sometimes the ideas we have a year or two ago no longer reflect the people that we are becoming. And we have been through a really, really interesting summer, a deep summer of retrogrades, deep summer of introspection. And this birthed the Cosmic Cafe podcast. Now, originally, the New Earth Academy podcast was trademarked. I was really enjoying doing it. I have high hopes for it. However, someone else happened to trademark a very, very similar name and have their own podcast. So I had a choice. I could either stick it out and just crack on doing what I'm doing, or I could take this as an opportunity to really dig into what is my hell yeah. What is the thing that makes me get up every day to share everything that I do? And for me, that period of introspection just said, just change it. Just change it and do your own thing, which isn't aligned to anybody else. So after this summer of retrogrades, this was birthed, the Cosmic Cafe. So the idea of the Cosmic Cafe podcast is to have a virtual cafe where you can join me and a host of amazing guests over this season to grab a coffee or a drink of your choice, to grab a cake or a snack and listen to us chatting all things ascension, all things astrology, and how we are navigating this collective process of the incoming age of Aquarius, how we are navigating all these exciting changes that are coming at the moment. So that's the idea behind the podcast. We will sit down and we will really, really chat about what is going on. And I have some really super, really insightful guests ready for this season. And I'm getting really excited about bringing forward not just what's going on for us energetically and astrologically, but really being joined by some inspiring trailblazers who are really leading the way at the moment. They are the women and the men who are doing it differently, who are living from their hearts, who are stepping away from the third dimensional matrix and living life their own way, bringing up their children their own way, doing healing their own way, doing business their own way, all led directly from their heart. So I'm really hoping you can join us each week in the Cosmic Cafe to chat all things ascension, astrology, energy, healing, those of beautiful spiritual topics that will really fuel us and really help us create a strong cafe community or cafe culture where we can know that whatever is going on in our lives at the moment is just the process that we're going through and that we are never ever alone in this amazing journey. I was listening to someone the other day who said, wow, what a privilege it is to be alive at this moment in time. And I totally agree. We have come to Earth to do a role. We have come to Earth to truly make a difference. And you can just start seeing these amazing pockets, these enclaves of people who are just living life their own way, living from the heart, creating brand new communities which are really aligned with the vibrations of New Earth, the Golden Age, the Age of Aquarius, whatever you want to call it. We are shifting and changing into a very, very beautiful place. And this is where we can gather in the cafe to chew the fat, to help us integrate the energies, and just to really get that temperature feel of what's going on for us individually and collectively. Now, for those of you who are maybe already on my mailing list or follow me on Instagram, there's been a slight shift and change in my work, hence the rebrand of the podcast once again. So in March, I decided to train as a priestess astrologer in the Glastonbury Goddess Temple. I've been fascinated by astrology for many, many years. I've held moon circles. I had a beautiful soul sister community where we met every new moon, every full moon, and really tracked our energy. And the call to want to dedicate into a place of stillness, of divine femininity with a structure around it. Astrology for me is beautifully feminine, beautifully structured, just really, really appealed to me. And I'm training with the beautiful Maria Jones, who we've had on the New Earth Academy podcast when it was the New Earth Academy podcast. She is coming back to the Cosmic Cafe later in the autumn, which I'm super excited about. But it was really time for me to really listen to that inner call and see how I can use the framework of astrology to really help us through this ascension process, how we can track the movements of the planets to give us a flavor of what's going on, and then how we can then allow ourselves to live from our heart, understanding the wider energies and how it impacts us, and then making the choice to walk the path of truth, of light, of justice, of fairness, and ultimately of love. So I am really, really excited about this astrological journey. So parts of the podcast will really focus on some astrology, what we're expecting. Some of it will focus very much like the old podcast, you know, how are we integrating and navigating the energies? But for me, the two are now really, really integral. Astrology gives a framework of where we can go, and it's up to us then to use this to fulfill our highest potential, to walk our highest timeline, to walk the gold print timeline which is set out for us. So I am super, super excited to bring the podcast back. I nearly didn't bring the podcast back. There was a lot of inner turmoil, a lot of conflict about it. But just sat with some cacao the other day, knowing I wanted to bring you some amazing leaders, some amazing trailblazers, knowing I love talking, I know I can never shut up, but knowing that I still wanted to do this, but just allowing that process to come through of different ideas of how we can, take everything forward, how we can do things differently. And it's a real shift, and I can see how I have shifted, changed, evolved. When I originally started the podcast back in September 21, I was a very, very different person. I was very focused on awakening. I was very focused on bringing in the different ways that we could use tools to access and help our awakening. Then there was the New Earth Academy, which for me was really going to be about bringing people together. It was going to be a much wider process of kind of community, of creating almost training and a place for people to gather. But that again started not to resonate with me. I realized that my teaching actually comes through being able to access the energies, decode the energies, but also decode the movements of the stars and planets. So that's how we've got to the Cosmic Cafe. And what I'm hoping for as well is that we can bring and inject so much joy into this cafe and so much fun into the community that we are creating. And the reason I say this is the ascension process can become a little dry, can become a little staid. It could come quite, for many of us, quite a confusing place. But we're ultimately here to bring joy, to bring love. So I'm really highly encouraging, particularly my guests, you know, to let's have some fun when we're discussing these topics. There's some heavy hitting stuff that we need to move through, that we need to shift and change, but we can do that with joy. We can do that with love. So I'll try not to crack too many dreadful jokes and laugh at myself, but it is really important now that we start to not just have dull podcasts talking about how we're going to navigate it and how we're going to do it properly, about actually laughing about the ways that maybe we've made a mistake. We haven't quite read the energy correctly. We've got into a real pickle. Now, I am recording this during Mercury retrograde, so I'm really hoping A, it's recorded, B, I can get the jingles and the intros and the outros all sorted, and C, that, you know, I don't press the wrong button when I finish recording this. But hey, if I do, that's not a problem. Just do it again. You know, so it's really important that we have a lot of joy, a lot of high energy in this cafe. There are times where sometimes we need to be deeply introspective, but there are times where we just need a bit of a giggle as well. So that's what the cafe is going to bring you, a place for joy, a place for happiness, a place where we can really connect with heart-minded souls. And there are some fantastic guests coming up. I am so excited about each and every one of them. They have been either, well, they have most been handpicked by me, but they've also people that I've created deep connections with over the past 12 months as I have shifted and changed, as my business has shifted and changed, and as I've seen all my brilliant, beautiful friends and community shift and change, we have really gone up a gear. Summer of 2023 is probably going to go down as the most interesting summer that many of us on this pathway have really experienced. We have had a summer of deep introspection, so we've had a lot of retrogrades. And the two main retrogrades that I personally have been focusing on was the Venus retrograde, looking at our self-worth, our self-love, our self-care, how we are going to really get to know ourselves, how we've really had to look at our core values and beliefs to step out as the people that we are becoming at this new level. And there's also been the Mercury retrograde as well, which is all about reviewing, renewing, and just making sure that we are ready. For me, Mercury retrogrades are a brilliant place just to review everything that's going on and make the necessary changes to help us move forward with more clarity and more grace, more ease. So we have almost had an autumn period during the summer. So if you have found it a little tough, you found it a summer that perhaps you want to consign to a box and not look at again, I'd strongly encourage you not to. I'd strongly encourage you to look at how much you have shifted, how much you have changed. What energies have you taken on board? Who is the person that you are now? And I've said this previously, the person that we were in January 23 isn't the person that we're going to be in December 23, if we're following the calendar, because we are shifting, moving, changing, and this deep period of retrospection, where we have been encouraged during the summer to go within inside and really question ourselves, has brought about some amazing, amazing shifts. And I can't remember if I was talking about it on a previous podcast or on YouTube, but I really saw the summer starting to open up around the 15th of June with strong activations around the summer solstice, around 7-7, around the 8-8 portal, and then finally petering off towards the 15th, 16th of August. So it's been incredibly strong energetically. And while we've been doing all this work, we've had so many planets in retrograde, and more to come. So as I'm recording this, Jupiter has just gone retrograde, who again asking us to look at our core values and beliefs, looking at our spirituality. And then we're going to move into beautiful Libra equinox. So this podcast should, if Mercury has let me record it, come out just before the equinox, that place of balance, equal time of day and night, where we're really asked to see in our lives what is out of balance. What do we need to do to bring harmony and equilibrium back into our bodies, back into our emotional field, spiritual field, energetic field as well. So it has been a deeply transformative summer, and we're still going through this rebirthing process. So if you found it a little difficult, you found it a little bit more interesting, a little bit more spicy than normal, it's not just you. There's a huge amount going on at the moment. And we are moving into that autumn equinox where we can just start to restore the balance physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, which will really help us move into the autumn season. And as we get into those dark, introspective months, the Scorpio, the Sagittarius, the Capricornian energy, that we can really thrive because we know what these feelings are like. We can go even deeper because we spent the summer in that place of introspection. But it's not all gloomy news on the astrological front. It's not all gloomy news on the energetic front. We have made huge quantum leaps. There has been so much going on. And for those of you who are following Diana Cooper, you will know that she has a massive event on the 22nd of October where we're really anchoring in some amazing new frequencies, anchoring in the frequency of Helios. We're really creating a new cosmic event. So we've got that to look forward to. We've got the autumn equinox to look forward to. And we have so much more. So Pluto starting to just move out of her retrograde period into this brilliant new age of Aquarius. So wherever you are, however you have found the summer, welcome to the Cosmic Cafe, the place where you can really connect in with like-hearted souls, where we can have a laugh, where we can have a giggle, where we can understand the energies and know that we are all totally supported and have an amazing, loving community around us. So until next time, when I have the brilliant and gorgeous Sally Shakti Willow joining me to talk about visionary writing and creativity and how we can really step into a new age by writing differently. She's coming on next week. I recorded that yesterday. Oh, so excited. She really is a visionary, and it's how we can you really harness our creativity. So until then, I am sending you so much love. Welcome to the cafe. And have the most beautiful time. Take care and lots of love. You have been listening to the Cosmic Cafe podcast with your host, Lexi Wrightson. Let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Lexi Wrightson or come to www.lexiwrightson.com and sign up for our mailing list to be the very first to hear about podcasts, events, and all sorts of exciting spiritual news.